You know, Trekkie really should replace the locks to the Hall of Shame because it was way too easy to break in.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like he's really trying to hide anything in this dump. Although, that door over there, all those locks, makes me think he's trying to keep something hidden. Wonder what it is. Oh, I know, a mad scientist lab.
I don't even care. As long as, you know, we implant the device that Starhawk gave us, and we get out before Trekkie catches us.
Okay, you go do that. I'm gonna open this door. Okay, hairpin, always handy. And turn the lights on, and... Hey, Trenchcoat! I was right. It is a mad scientist lab.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Huh. Looks like Professor Venture designed the place, though.
I know, it's so lame with the little beakers and science stuff, Bunsen burners and
yeah,
shit.
Look, I've seen like way too many old horror movies, because I expect a proper mad scientist lab to at least have like a giant Tesla coil.
There's one over there.
Oh, well, okay then.
Let's steal that. let's see what else we can steal. Ooh, there's a tank with black goopy stuff in here. I should call it Psycho Licorice.
You know, it looks like fucking Psycho Licorice. I wouldn't get too close to that, because that goop looks like it's fucking alive or something.
It is! Hey there, little guy, I'm gonna get you out of there.
No, Courtney, don't let it out!
Uh-oh. It's stuck to me. And it's cold and it's sticky and I can't get it off. Oh, try to get it off. Get it off.
I'm trying to get it off. It's stuck.
So, I was watching a video on YouTube where Amy Winehouse beats up someone at a concert, and it made me wonder, who would win in a fight between Naomi Campbell and Amy Winehouse?
That's a really good question. By the way, this is Podcast Dex. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. With me is Courtney Coombs. I'd have to say, by the way, Amy Winehouse would have to win that fight, because Naomi Campbell may be, like, a violent bitch, but Amy
Winehouse... A baby giraffe.
Amy Winehouse is not only on drugs, but she is crazy. So
feral, even.
Yeah, you can like picture. Yeah, like they like you can picture her as like a cave woman, and she's like beating up all the cavemen with her club. And then she like I don't know goes and does like prehistoric heroin or something. But yeah, I'd have to say Amy Winehouse would win. Now the question is. Is there anything sexy about Amy Winehouse?
She's feral. She's much like Venom. All claws and teeth. It's nasty.
It's funny you should mention Venom, because we're reviewing The Amazing Spider-Man Volume 1, Issue 347, which I was looking to see if this was collected anywhere, and no. Like, pretty much every Venom story up to this one seems to be available in some trade paperback or other, but this one...
I've got the Us of Venom graphic novel. It's got everything in
there. Yeah, that's the one that seems to go all the way up until right before this story, for some reason.
And I was going to say, apparently, Todd McFarlane didn't create the symbiote. It appeared in an issue before he got on board with Marvel. So Venom is his, but the symbiote idea isn't, even though he's used it for every other character he's created since.
Hmm, you mean... Like Spawn kind of looks like Venom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, by the way, if that was not collected in Birth of Venom Secret Wars, don't even bother. Because all it is like, you know, the alien egg, like, encompasses Peter and takes the form of a black costume. So, like, there's no Venom teeth or brain eating for you there.
Aw. Yeah, he doesn't turn up till halfway through that comic, but. I find it fascinating seeing how the symbiote works with its host and all its abilities. That's why I'm always talking about Venom.
That's an odd character to be fascinated with, because he kind of sucks.
He's a giant what if.
Yeah, but he's like he's evil Spider-Man, and that's been, like, done. You know, Sinestro's evil Green Lantern. You know, everybody's got, like, their opposite number. He's just Dark Spider-Man.
Well, he's bigger and has a tongue.
And I guess as the 90s went on, like, he was deemed...
He became more feral.
Yeah, but then they tried to make him into a hero, and I was going to say he wasn't freaky enough, because then they went and they created Carnage.
Oh, yeah, he's scary.
So, you like Venom, but Carnage is scary.
Well, because Carnage has a more organic appearance, where it's red and black, and it looks like it's organs on the outside. It's a bit ew.
Yeah, that's probably why, like, Sentry wound up throwing him into the sun. Which I'm sure he'll survive somehow eventually.
Yeah, no one is dead very long in the Marvel Universe.
Or the DC Universe. They just brought back, like, Barry Allen, and I'm all disgusted. It's like, you know, can anybody stay dead, please? Anybody?
Oh, also, Venom is a little bit more rational than Carnage. He just wants to destroy everything.
Well, what does Venom want?
To destroy Spider-Man, as we can see on this cover right here.
Yeah, this cover is really corny, mainly because of the word balloons.
I killed him well.
Yeah, it's he's actually saying, "Alas, poor Spider-Man," as he's holding up Spider-Man's skull.
He talked a lot back in the day.
Does he not talk? Oh, well, now Mac Gargan's Venom.
Nowadays, it's all like, "We are Venom."
I should have freaking bought. When I could have, because you probably can't even get it anymore, the Venom action figure that you press the button on his back, and he says, I'm going to eat your brains.
Oh my god, that's awesome. I don't have that one.
You could probably get it on eBay or something.
eBay!
Here he is looking very Venom-y, in that he's got, like, this mouth is impossible. He's got, like, I don't know, a couple hundred teeth.
Hello. I just remembered that I met Quentin Flynn at Supernova Comic Convention, and he does the voice for Venom at, in, what is that? The Spider-Man game. Friend or Foe, that's it.
Well, did you ask him to say, I'm going to eat your brains?
He says, I'm going to get you, Spidey. And then screamed.
Okay. I'm looking at him with the slime on his tongue, and he's got, like, a snake-like tongue.
Yeah, he's not the cute Venom, like, with the big jaggedy-shaped eyes and the giant barracuda jaw and the slime. Where does the slime come from? How does a symbiote produce that?
It's an alien, so it just does. We have to accept it. That he's able to do that. The thing is, I happen to know you have the hots for Venom, and looking at him here, I just don't get it.
Yeah, this one, no.
Oh, well, okay. By the way, this cover, like, this is a perfect example of why I was reading so few comics in the 90s. I would take one look at a cover like this, and I'd be like, yeah, no. Oh, we have an inside of the comic, okay.
Oh, yeah, we're inside the comic now.
Hey, we didn't take...
Oh.
I was going to say...
We're talking over each other.
As usual, I know. That Amy Winehouse thing at the beginning was a mess. Every time, yeah, well, I'll do what I can in post.
I was going to say that if I was Venom, I would be a cute Venom.
So unlike the actual She-Venom, like, you'd be the hot She-Venom.
Yeah.
Would you like...
I would have the symbiote kind of coming up to about the neck, but not the whole... mask thing.
Actually, you provided me with photographic evidence that the symbiote then has apparently taken you over.
Yeah.
And I see you're doing exactly what you just said there, and that you're not allowing it to cover your face.
Because it's a bit manly.
And I would think that'd be really uncomfortable. I'm talking about Spider-Man too, just to, like, you know, wear a full face mask all the time.
I got heaps of masks. It's comfortable, but you can't talk properly.
Well, that Doctor Doom mask looked fairly comfortable. You said it was just, cardboard or something?
Yeah, I forgot I was wearing that. I was on the phone, and my mom was like, were you wearing that while talking on the phone? It must have sounded like you were in a fucking tunnel.
And then you turned to your mother, and you said, Do not mock She-Doom!
Yes.
Okay. In the issue before this, Venom beat Spider-Man, naturally.
As usual.
Well, it only makes sense. I mean, Spider-Man has his powers, but Venom can do pretty much everything Spider-Man can do, and then more stuff on top of that. The only advantage Spidey has is that he's smaller and, like, more agile than Venom.
And he's the main character.
Poor Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like Spider-Man? Well, I guess not if you're a Venom fan.
Well, he's cute, but he reminds me of my brother too much.
Okay.
Because he's dorky and he tries to be funny, but sometimes it just comes off as cheesy.
Well, I don't know. See, put it this way. I think it's pretty obvious why most comics fans do like Spidey.
Because they can relate.
Exactly. So
I relate to the Joker.
You relate to a homicidal maniac.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you make...
Oh, actually, no. More like Harley Quinn and you're my Joker.
Oh, that would be so cool. I can't believe they went for so long without... Like, the very day Harley Quinn was in the cartoon, they should have worked her into the comics. Like, they put that off for years.
I think it's because when she was in the cartoon, they couldn't use her at the same time for, you know, like the bat embargo thing.
That might be true. But then again, Renee Montoya was in the cartoons and they put her in the comics.
Yeah, but she's a minor character.
Oh, well, okay then. Yeah.
So anyway.
So yeah, Spidey's unconscious.
And they always start with every Spider-Man comic has his origin story. Unless you've been living under a fucking rock, you know Spider-Man.
Well... Yeah, but believe it or not, like, somebody might not know Spider-Man's origin story, and this could be the first Spider-Man comic they're reading. So at least this is what Marvel used to do. They have this, like, little thing at the top of the page, which, if you're familiar with Spider-Man, you just ignore anyway. I really didn't have a problem with that they used to do this. Like, I like now they have those intro pages that used to work my nerves, but, like, you know, I download and read so many comics for free that I'll, like, forget shit that happened, say, 5 months ago when they bothered to put out the previous issue of whatever book it is, so it's nice to be reminded.
So, yes.
just saying. By the way, DC should do that. DC sucks for not doing that.
They do the, opening page where it's the whole story of what's been happening so far.
Well, they should, but I'm thinking, like, books like Checkmate, where there's, like, 50 different characters, like, that's exactly when you should have, previously in Checkmate. But no, they can't be bothered. I guess it makes more sense to them to use that page to sell to advertisers. Make more money. Greedy fucks.
So anyway, getting to the comic. I want to get to this kind of quickly.
Well, then stop tangenting about wearing masks on the phone and such. Go ahead. Go ahead. What's happening on this page?
So, Spider-Man has woken up on an island, and he should be running because the sun is evil. And he's talking like Kirk. Sun, searing, hot as August, thawing me out. And water, waves, have to concentrate, focus, get to my feet, and sand, a beach. This can't be Yonkers. Okay.
Actually, I will tangent because that made me think of something. You pointed out correctly that the sun is evil and we should all avoid it. But there was this kid on TV. He has some sort of disease where like exposure to the sun is like deadly.
And like, vampirism.
Well, that would be even cooler. So his parents tell him that this Mr. Sun is a monster to make sure that he avoids the sun. So that's pretty cool. But
well, there's also a drug that can make you intolerant to sunlight. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know, from the look of Amy Winehouse, I think she's intolerant to sunlight.
No, she's quite tan, or used to be. Now she's a bit like... have you seen The Mummy?
Yeah, I was going to say she looks like an emaciated zombie. Are you familiar with the Spider-Man villain Carrion?
Rings a bell.
Yeah, she looks like Carrion with a wig. Basically, Carrion is he's a clone that died, and then he, like, was brought to life, so he's basically a zombie clone. And she looks like that with a wig.
Ben Reilly?
God, I hate clones. You know, again, Ben Reilly is one of the many reasons I almost stopped reading comics in the 90s. What the fuck was that about? But
thank God us young taps you read comics.
You never would have gotten into them because you'd be like, what the fuck?
What was I doing at that age? Reading about animals and dinosaurs. There was, like, you know, Dinotopia and that sort of stuff.
Did you guys ever get the puppet show Dinosaurs Over There? It was a Jim Henson thing.
Oh, it scared the shit out of me.
Really?
What the fuck are they with human eyes?
You know, it never occurred to me how, like, little kids would take that show. I don't know. Of course, I was an adult. It was funny to me. But now that you point it out, I guess those dinosaur puppets could be kind of creepy.
But I love Jim Henson most of the time, other than that.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Look who's crawling up my wall. Black and hairy, very small. Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little. Dropped onto the floor, heading for the bedroom door. Maybe he's as scared as me. Where's he gone now? I can't see.
A lot of the old stuff. I mean, the Muppet movie's a classic. Oh, that reminded me. I was going to do a whole thing ripping off Timmy Thum. I was going to do the top five movies of 1991, which is when this comic came out.
Let's see. There would be Edward Scissorhands, and there would be... Oh, what came out in 91?
I'm actually looking for the list because I really did... try to put one of these together. He usually does, like, the top five songs. That would take too long to research, so I can't be bothered. Plus, also, like, some the stuff that would be on commercial radio here wouldn't be the same stuff that would be on the radio there. Okay, number...
Oh, this would have been good if you told me before we started the podcast, and then I would have been like, well, the top five stuff in Australia and the top five stuff in America.
Well, I'm sure, like, the only movies you guys have over there are Tank Girl and Crocodile Dundee, right?
Yeah, that's... We have such a rich culture.
Number five. By the way, this is all totally per me, of course. But I did...
Tangent!
Definite tangent.
Also, I hate that thing at the beginning of Timmy Toon's podcast where he goes, coming out here in your ear hole. Fuck you!
That's a character. That's Dr. Thum. Yeah, I know. That, you know, that's no worse than my horrible Alan Moore impression in that one episode where I, like, forgot to do a fake English accent about halfway through. Number five, Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country.
Woo!
Oh, you don't... That was a boo or a...
That was a sarcastic woo! Yay,
no, no, no.
Star Trek!
Okay. Generally, I don't like Star Trek, but I will admit 2, 4, 6, and 8 were good. Okay, okay, you know what? You should like it for one reason. The villain has an eye patch that's bolted into his skull.
Whoa! Like Metal Gear Solid, but more extreme.
I'm just saying, that alone was pretty cool. And the anti-grav massacre. Like, these Klingons are killed in anti-gravity, and, like, there's, like, blobs of blood, like, floating in the air. That was pretty decent. That movie also marks the last time Kim Cattrall was any kind of hot.
Who?
Oh, she's an old hag now. The old chick from Sex and the City, if you're familiar with all that nonsense. Anyway, yeah, because, you know, fuck her, she's old.
Hang on a second, there's someone at my door.
What?
Oh, you gotta run away then! What do you want?
Well, you can't have it right now, I'm podcasting.
I'm a dishwasher, give me a fucking drawing pen. Hello!
Hello, let me guess, once again, I got you in trouble with your mother.
No, Dylan wanted my drawing tablet, and my mom's like, well, while you're out, you should unload the dishwasher. Does it look like I have time for that?
No, you're podcasting, damn it.
Important stuff. So, number four. Three.
Number four is Cape Fear.
Oh.
We're not going to agree on any of these. Starring Robert De Niro and the very nubile, at least then, Juliette Lewis.
Don't know her.
You never saw Cape Fear?
Let me
condense the plot.
I just know it's shit.
No, it isn't. See, this, like, yuppie lawyer, like, winds up, like, getting stalked by, like, De Niro's playing a crazy dude, and he obviously, like, wants to fuck his young underage daughter, which freaks the yuppie lawyer out, and, unfortunately...
Natural?
I was going to say, unfortunately, things don't go well and that he didn't get to fuck her, and that's why it's only number four. But the fact that he tried, number four. Okay, number three would be Delicatessen.
Nope, haven't seen that either.
Comedy about cannibalism, really funny. Number two, you may finally agree on one. Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that was such a beautiful movie.
Now, it was a very funny movie. That's why back when Disney had a string of really great cartoons like Little Mermaid.
And it's Children's Time.
Okay, now, not so much the song.
I sung that at a church when I was 2 years old. My parents took me there. I think it was Christmas. And after everyone finished singing the hymn song, I was like, Beauty and the Beast.
And did everyone just look at you?
Yeah, and they never took me to church ever again, and they knew from that moment on I would be an atheist.
That's a really uplifting story.
I know, it's touching.
I like Beauty and the Beast because the Beast is the hero. I mean...
I know, and when he becomes a human, he's not hot anymore. I mean,
What a surprise, you, who like non-humans and aliens and robots and monsters.
See, it's my mom's fault. It's my mom's fault and Disney's fault that I love interspecies relationships.
Well, yeah, I guess when you drag a little girl to see movies like that, it does teaches little girls this. This is what you should lust for. One day you will lust for Venom. Same thing.
Wow, Trenchcoat, the psychologist. You've found the root of my... craziness.
And now, what are we going to do about it?
I think I should go find the nearest mutant and fuck the shit out of him.
Number one, Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Yeah!
Okay, so we agree on the top two anyway. Although the chase at the end kind of dragged just a little. It didn't matter. It was still a kick-ass movie. I like the scene where she's imagining them all like burning up alive in a nuclear holocaust. That was all pretty cool.
I love girls being kick-ass in movies.
It's amazing the change in her character between the first Terminator and that one.
She's prettier in the TV series.
Now, see, we're back to Beauty and the Beast, albeit a whole different thing. What the fuck was up with that they killed her and brought in that redhead and it all got weird?
What?
Oh, are you talking about the Terminator TV series? I was talking about the Beauty and the Beast TV series here that ran on CBS with Linda Hamilton.
And Ron Perlman.
Oh, so you do know of it. Okay, yeah.
I do know of it, but it looks so cheesy, and I haven't been able to find it anywhere.
They killed the Linda Hamilton character, like, in the same episode where they fuck for the first time. It's like, okay, well, she fucked the beast, we gotta get rid of her now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
she died of monster AIDS.
Monster eight. Now there you go. That's the danger of fucking monster. They could have. Hey, maybe you don't have. Because you were saying off the air, you think you're coming down with chicken pox because of your brother. Maybe you don't have chicken pox. Are you sure you don't have monster AIDS?
Oh, damn you, Hellboy!
I knew it. You shouldn't have had him do that thing with the tail.
That was hot.
Anyway, why do I have all these comics? Okay. I'm trying to get back to the Spider-Man comic, which
yes, the comic. So anyway, yeah. Venom, like, why you're in paradise, Spider-Man? Can you think of a better place than scrolling? better place to die? The Boneyard Hop? No, bad title, bad.
I have to agree. That's pretty awful. I like the way Larson draws, though. I mean, I'll even forgive him this full page splash because. Venom does look like, you know, Spider-Man has no chance whatsoever. I like that he
looks fucking insane.
Larson draws Spider-Man with very little blue in his costume, which is
different. At this point, it was experimental, and a lot of superheroes had different costumes. And yeah, red and black—it's normally a good color combination. Does not work on Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to see him looking like this all the time. But you're right, man. In the 90s. I don't know if you read any of these, but Thor had, like, an absolutely horrible fucking costume. In fact, a lot of them did.
And Batman had a different costume, and... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that other dude was Batman, and they gave him, like, a bat armor. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Even...
What is he, an action figure?
Was it an action... They make everything into it. You know, maybe all that was so they could sell more action figures. Even...
Yes.
Daredevil had an armor. How stupid is that?
Well, yeah, so I think the reason Spidey doesn't look good in black is because the webbing is black, so you need to create more contrast between the two colors.
Hmm.
I'm a girl. Fashion is my thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend I understand fashion. That Glamour Puss episode is proof enough of that. All I know is that Spider-Man does not look exactly right here the way he's done. But Venom looks pretty cool. I know you said this isn't a sexy Venom, but I don't think that's what he was going for.
The teeth look stupid. He looks like British Venom.
You know, you're right. Most British people do have teeth just like this.
Yeah.
What was I was going to say something funny, but you distracted me with your talk of British people's teeth. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know, Superman never changed his costume.
Oh, believe it or not. I mean, you knew he was always going to go back to it, but in the 90s, he actually did. They turned him into, like, Electric Superman for about a year.
Yeah.
And his logo was different. It was more like a lightning bolt, and, like, he had electric powers, and it was all really bad.
The Flash sued him.
I don't know what the hell they were thinking. They were trying anything and everything in the 90s, and, like, none of it fucking worked.
And fashion in the 90s was terrible, so if I'm trying to incorporate modern fashion, it was not good.
Wasn't fashion worse? Now, this is me knowing nothing about fashion. Wasn't it worse in the 80s?
Oh, 80s was a complete throwback, but, you know, it had its charm.
Perhaps one day 90s fashion will have its charm.
Oh, in France, it's quite popular to dress up in 90s fashion.
I wouldn't even know what 90s fashion is. Oh, except that, like, they gave almost every male character in comics a mullet.
Super mullet.
Superman had a mullet, so there you go.
Even Eddie Brock had a mullet, and being a ranger, you don't want to see more of that hair. He's a freak. It's disgusting. Put it away. There are children in the room.
You know, they gotta bring Eddie Brock back. And the current Thunder...
They should make him more attractive, because he's just gross.
I'm looking at him here, and I'm looking at how, like, the teeth are, like, sticking out way past his head. There are... See, this is why you shouldn't lust after Venom. There are certain acts he would not be able to perform with his teeth and jaw being like that.
He can shapeshift, you know.
But see, he's not interested in your pleasure, for he is Venom.
Anyway. Oh, I just want the symbiote. I don't care about the host inside.
That's interesting. So you would kill Eddie Brock and, like, run off with the symbiote.
Yeah.
And as we're... Oh, yeah, getting to the parts we cut out of the other podcast because they would have...
Tentacles!
Tentacles, and if you were wearing Venom, it's like, yeah, what could he do to you while you're... You know what? You would never go anywhere, though. You would be, like, in a state of perpetual happiness, and you would just, like, stay in your room with the symbiote.
No, because, I mean, come on, I can jump off tall buildings, I can web sling.
Everybody...
I want to try that.
Will people be afraid of you?
No, because I'm the cute Venom.
Until you attack them.
Yeah, it's like I'm chasing down criminals. Oh, she's so adorable!
Yeah, you would just go up to people and innocently be like, "Hi, I'm Courtney. I'm going to eat your brains now." Ultimate Spider-Man 123. Ultimate Venom sitting on a park bench, and he's like...
Yes, I've seen that!
Wasn't that really great?
Fuck
the listeners if they haven't read that. Yeah, you read it. Okay, that was just awesome. Yet you know he's eating the people, and everybody's being a dumbass.
Cannibalism!
They just sit there, like, let him tell his story. And it's like, he's telling you a story of how he eats people, and you're sitting there listening to it instead of running.
Just retards.
And here he's explaining, Spider-Man, I kidnapped you, took you to this deserted island, so nobody will get hurt while I kill you. And that's pretty cool of Venom.
Thinks about it, yeah.
So this is why he's an anti-hero instead of a villain. Most villains wouldn't care who they hurt.
Yeah.
Spider-Man webs Venom's face because he's tired of Venom's nonsense.
Well, he does talk a bit, but he's making sure that he knows the rules of everything.
Which is that I'm going to kill you. And by the way, I'm going to kill
you. Yes!
And then Spider-Man does what he does best. He runs away.
Fast! Ew, Eddie Brock, he's gross.
At least he doesn't have his 90s mullet yet here, so...
And now he's singing the Gilligan's Island song. And I'm not singing it! Shut up.
What? I just don't know. How does this go?
Shut up.
And... I like how
Jungle?
How you're like, I'm
what's next?
I'm never going to sing again, and then you're singing Tea for the Tillerman.
Oh, couldn't help myself.
Oh, come on, how does it sound like here as Eddie Brock's? Okay, you're not going to sing it, fine, okay.
Anyway, next page, he's like, Jungle, Grapevines, what's next? A chimp sidekick? Shut up, Spider-Man, you suck.
Spider-Man does not suck. See, you're not a male comics geek, so you can't relate to him.
I don't like Superman. Sometimes I like Spider-Man. The cartoon Spider-Man. He's adorable.
How's the new Spider-Man cartoon, if you've seen it? Because I haven't watched any of it.
Terrific. It's like the Batman the Animated Series.
Whoa, that's really high praise.
Yeah.
I missed the...
But then I'm easily entertained, so... But it does give every character... an interesting backstory, kind of incorporating all mediums, and what else? It's just, it's more, what's the word? It's just really well written.
I missed the CGI Spider-Man series from, like, I guess several years ago now. I like that one. And I don't like CGI normally, but it was well written, and...
It was like a video game pretending to be a traditional cartoon.
That's the only problem I had with it. I really don't like CGI. But here Peter is taking a quick drink from a convenient, like, pond or something here.
I just imagine that Venom comes up behind him and kicks him into the water.
Well, instead he approaches from under the pond, which is pretty cool.
That is not physically possible.
For Venom it is.
But the water isn't that deep. It's, you know, it would slowly become deeper at the center, but where he is there, he'd be standing in it.
I'm just thinking, Peter doesn't know that water is safe to drink. He must be really thirsty.
I mean, look how dark it is.
Exactly. Well, it could be because Venom's in there, but I didn't know Venom had this power. He's like the absorbing man, like he sort of turns himself into water.
Well, he's just reflecting his surroundings just like Predator.
Well, then nobody should be able to ever stop him then.
Yeah, why did he think of this before?
He just probably never did it before because he never thought of it. Anyway, tune in next time for part two. Hey, Courtney, didn't you, like, get turned into Venom or some shit before this episode?
Oh, yeah, we're over that, probably.